Presenting Won't Be Funny This Time, a sit down, stand up sequel. It's a nice thing to keep a couple dozen toasters gift wrapped in your trunk at all times in case you encounter a newlywed. If you think about it, 5 out of 10 dentists are worse at their job than 50% of all dentists. From actual online reviews of a water bottle. 1. The lid is easy to open and close, but be careful because once the lid is open, the water will pour out freely. 2. However, in the past year, I've been through 3 of these because the latch on the lid breaks every time I drop it. This breakage has been happening with other brand water bottles as well. 3. I could not figure out how to use it, and instructions were written so small could not read. Needs more explicit instructions. 4. Issue I have is how hard it is to twist the dial with my fingers. I'm 6'2", 200 pounds, and in good shape, yet I find it far harder to twist than it should be. 5. For some reason, I expected it to do more. Relaxing day here at the spray ground, polling strangers about their recent diarrhea histories. Money-saving tip. If you drop just 1 penny into your pocket each and every day, by the end of a year, your pants will fall down. But that won't matter because the constant jingling will already have scared off all your friends. And since not having friends is quite a bit cheaper than having friends who expect you to do things with them all the time, it's a win-win. Celebrate by using pennies to buy a sandwich. I consider the neighbors' cats to be my neighbors, and the neighbors to be the people who happen to live with those cats. More coyote sightings in town lately. We're being asked not to bother police with calls unless the coyotes are obviously setting up cannons or other absurd contraptions in an effort to catch their prey. Conversation hack. Most people's favorite topic is themselves, so don't dither about with pleasantries. It's courteous to begin all conversations with, "So what's wrong with you?" It's best to say no offense after every utterance, just in case. No offense. The trouble with Facebook is it lets you see what's inside people's heads. The trouble with people is often that's nothing. Don't be weird just for the sake of being weird. Be yourself. Trust me, you're already plenty weird. Super Bowl Sunday is a big day for sports fans, but it's also a pretty big day for people who don't care about sports at all. We get the whole outside world to ourselves, while you noisy folks stay home to yell at TVs and eat bean dip. Busted water heater. This must be how the pioneers lived. Did you know there are different kinds of detergent? I thought I was just allergic to clean clothes in general. I don't like when the home improvement company circles all the specific services they think your house requires on the flyer left at the door. It's like smiling at someone for the first time and having them say, "I hear they're doing wonderful things with orthodontia these days." I read an article about how some Facebook friendships are just long cons to collect personal information for identity-stealing purposes. And now I suspect every last one of you. If a person expresses curiosity about any of my past pets, I immediately stop talking and punch that person in the stomach, for password security reasons. When talking with wearers of sunglasses, direct your gaze toward where their eyes would be if they didn't think they were better than you. I'm good at self-promotion, if by self-promotion you mean regularly talking people out of any favorable opinion they might profess to have about anything I've done. Chris's 145th rule of decorum and seemliness for the greater good. No grown person shall consent to be photographed, nor photograph him or herself in selfie fashion, with earbuds in. As a footloose, fancy-free college freshman, I rode a bus an hour away and walked 3 miles to a vacant house in a senior community where I could pass a night unnoticed for the express purpose of avoiding a wild party. There's something to be said for knowing thyself. Not to brag, but whenever I'm on the highway, all the other cars on the highway want to be just ahead of me in the same lane. So I guess you could say I'm sort of a trendsetter. April 1st. I'm renowned for my sociability and athletic prowess. Ever since Trump suggested that a pen held by a journalist might have been a little bomb, I've been running around slapping pens out of people's hands. You can never be too vigilant. There's free Wi-Fi in the courtyard across from the post office. My new favorite joke is, I'm heading to the post office to pick up my email. I don't know exactly how popes are decided upon at those closed-door meetings, but I'm unable to imagine a version of the process that doesn't include someone, at some point, saying, well, he definitely seems pretty popey to me. Quote, if we're gonna risk our lives, it's gonna be from trying to survive on dodgy cheeses, not paying extra to be thrown down a wind tunnel. End quote. Commentary on new indoor skydiving business while low on groceries. I came to a crosswalk that, when I pushed the button to cross, said, wait. I gave the signal a once over and hollered, just tell me what the limit is and I'll tell you if I'm above or below it. Was just told by stranger Cody, because of course that's his name, that I look like someone who's packing edibles. But I suspect everyone does, if you're high enough. How oblivious am I? I thought he wanted my granola bar. Library books no longer have those cards in front with stamped records of when they were last borrowed. How am I supposed to keep tabs on local reading activity and get all sanctimonious about the dullards who live near me not reading the good stuff now? I humbly suggest that if it's hot enough outside, that the adults who sign them up sit under special shade canopies and wear shorts to keep from overheating while doing nothing. We don't make the children wear 1920s knickers to run around open fields under the blazing sun. Youth baseball in 100-degree heat is silly. Hollow-eyed man comes walking out of a shrub, wheeling a bicycle. Can he ask a favor? Sure, I say. Will I ride this bicycle to a shopping center a few blocks away and just leave it there? I'm thinking probably not. The favor was getting arrested for him, right? Quote, you're a funny one. As soon as you popped out, I said, he's a funny one. End quote. Mom, possibly insulting me. Things I need to do. Buy food thermometer, and or stop advertising uncertainty by saying, I hope this is cooked, when setting meat dish prepared by me on table. Whenever I see a police officer driving toward me on the trail, I hope he's not looking for the guy who keeps plucking tiny pieces of fennel off of city-owned plants to carry the licorice smell around with him, because I'm the guy. I think he is usually more concerned with drug deals and the like. Some people claim true multitasking doesn't even exist, but I had no trouble solving pasta al dente and cooking a Sudoku puzzle at the same time. Marking arrival of summer in my customary manner by getting hissed at by a goose. I like to think of myself as someone people feel comfortable telling things to. So I was understandably tickled to be confided in by homeless guy and self-described legendary musician having an awful day because he ran out of weed, and also someone hacked into his viral music video and injected it with porn. One house and neighborhood is flying a flag that reads, Don't tread on me. I honored the flag's wish only because climbing the flagpole to defy it seemed like too much trouble. July 4th. Busy night ahead for me, as I plan to drive all over city extinguishing fireworks with hoses before they can make big booming sounds. Hashtag for the dogs. Stranger Cody, who you'll remember from past episode, just spotted wheeling two grimy-looking women's suitcases alongside of Creek, hoping to sell them today so he'll have money to get to San Francisco. If any of you are interested, I'm supposed to let him know. I don't have his number, so I guess I just stand by the creek with cash in hand and wait for him to roll back around. It says plenty of other stuff, too. But really, Walden is worth reading for the phrase, broken pantaloon. Caught spider in jar, released him outside, with an empty threat that his failure to find alternative lodging will have dire consequences in the event that he returns. Found beetle in medicine cabinet near toothbrush. Swore off brushing teeth for at least the next 6 weeks. You know your attempt at an inside joke has really landed when the response is a long pause, conversation grinding to a halt, and, did that have to do with something? I don't wear a hat so much as I temporarily balance one atop my head with no sudden movements. Hashtag big head problems. I have finished reading Walden, and am now ready to move into a tool shed on your property. Non-stick skillets are very imaginatively named. For the record, the last thing I said to my mom yesterday was, I appreciate you popping me out. So no, my understanding of childbirth is not any more sophisticated than it was back when it was happening to me. Da-da-da-da. Intermission. Hair jokes. My hair is long and bushy enough now that I have to run past barber shops so they don't catch me. If you think about it, is the best barber likely to be the one who's invested all his time and energy into having the nicest, most comfortable shop in the best part of town? Or the one who's been too busy mastering the real art of barbering to pay all those superficial niceties and markers of success any mind? This is why I only allow hobos to cut my hair. Is this description of how I want my hair cut too abstract? I never know what to tell them. Meditative and whimsical, like you're stomping through a dense thicket of trees and find yourself suddenly hushed by the appearance of a shimmering blue pond, beside which you find Merle Haggard casting a line as Huell Hauser looks on, captivated by all he sees, as drawn by Dr. Seuss. I'm not really a religious person, but let go and let God is the basic approach I take to styling my hair. Single-handedly bringing back Michael Landon hair, or perhaps reminding everyone why it went away in the first place. I try to style my hair in a manner that suggests bald people aren't missing out on anything. My hair, 1 star. Recommended if you like Gene Simmons, Albert Einstein. Went for a walk thinking, maybe I'm making too much of this hair thing. Then a homeless guy flagged me down to say I look just like Jerry Garcia. One of the benefits of having comically poofy hair is that it's impossible to seem threatening. Everyone says hi. End of intermission. I've used the car horn so seldom that, upon pushing it, I think I'd be so surprised by its sound that I would immediately go careening off the road. When it comes to my sociability, all bets are off when it hits 85 degrees. Also, most temperatures below that. To give you a sense of how busy I tend to be, one time I had 2 things planned and thought, I'd better buy a date book to keep track of all this. Money-saving tip. If a neighbor came to your door wanting a roll of toilet tissue, you'd probably give it to him, right? Kind of a weird request, but not an unreasonably large one. You might figure it was an emergency. Well, if you went to 12 doors on your street, you'd have a whole package of toilet tissue for free. And you'd have met some neighbors, each of whom would have an interesting story to tell someone later. And you'd have bonded over the fact that everyone goes to the bathroom. Hashtag be the change. Spend most of my life lying in wait for those few precious moments between when people begin looking for a light switch and when they manage to find it. If you say, it's on a clapper, all casual-like, you can usually get them to clap their hands together a few times, like they are nuts. I refuse to watch the Olympics until they make whimsical Facebook updates of sport. The shoe width I require is called 4E, which I take to mean that I have feet of elephantine proportions. If there were an award for most shards of shell created in an attempt to peel a hard-boiled egg, I'd win. Notable non-food purchases since turning 30. Mattress topper and insoles. I'm betting big on the power of cushioning. Historically, I have not been much of a journal keeper, but I've written in a journal every day this year. As you might imagine, most of it is about you. Sometimes people cross the footbridge over the creek without looking down for the cute turtle known to frequent the waters below, and I assume they're psychopaths. October. Starting program of turkey outreach to warn them about next month. As used by diner waitresses, the word honey is an artificial sweetener. Count your chickens whenever you'd like. They're your chickens. Currently, I have no plans to release my tax returns, but maybe I will someday when we all need a good laugh. Hashtag filed as a writer last year. If my 87-year-old grandma requests birthday lunch at a gastro pub, does that make her a hipster? I'm concerned. The city's neighborhood leaf pickup begins tomorrow. That's where we take all the perfectly good mulch, chase it out to the street with gas-powered blowers, and wait for big trucks to come around and dispose of it. Then we go out and buy mulch. Makes sense. Halloween dress-up is like January 1st at the gym. So easy and expected that anyone can do it. To find out who's really committed, you have to wait and see how many of these people are still dressed like Ghostbusters a few weeks from now. Hot tip. If you don't have any exciting Halloween plans, you're cordially invited to join me and all the 50 and 60-somethings hiding out from trick-or-treaters at the Barnes & Noble Cafe that night. Bring reading glasses. Oh no. Does a jury summons for the week of November 8th mean I'll be the one deciding if it was rigged or not? I'll be riding a 7 a.m. bus to jury duty on election day. I'm citizening pretty hard right now, so keeping an eye on polling places to make sure no one pops on an impenetrable Groucho Marx disguise to vote twice is up to you folks. Sorry I can't be more help. No offense, but you wear too many different outfits to be a good cartoon character. So far, the plastic bag ban has made me quite a bit better at juggling. Only 1 week until Thanksgiving. Hope you've already begun training for it by rosily recapping the worst events of your year with a mouthful of mashed potatoes. Seedy woman on trail. Used to gummy? Chris. What? Seedy woman on trail. Do you still love me? Chris. I don't think we've met. Seedy woman on trail. It's because I got on my Rite Aid jewelry and effing makeup. Chris. Oh, probably. Have a nice day. A awaiting visit from neighbor's cat. Get your requests in soon. My end-of-year social calendar is filling up quickly. Holiday season has begun. Let's all get hopped up on sugar, panic about our finances, and drive around honking at each other. I'm starting to think the Santa thing might be a hoax. I want to do one of those family photo Christmas cards that's just a collage of me casually walking through the background of other people's family photos. Some of you might be too young to remember this, but before smartphones, we were all stopping in the middle of sidewalks to pull out post-it pads and draw stick-figure selfies of ourselves all the time. Remember that the only reliable way to see how prepared your grandma is for a reindeer attack is to stage one. Nothing to see here. Just the grown man editing his grandma's face into photos of other people. Until today, I had never stopped to consider that someone actually invented the Heimlich maneuver, that there was, in fact, a Heimlich. I need to come up with my own maneuver, guys. For Christmas, I'm giving my postman a hand-drawn map of the neighborhood with a special walking route that doesn't require leaping through hedges. Christmas is almost here. A pretty big day for all of us Chrises. Quote, okay, but maybe I'll get something exciting in the mail. End quote. Me, every day, without cause. Person 1. Hey, nice to meet you. I'm Peevish. Person 2. That's your name? Person 1. No, I just wanted to warn you. Person 2. So what's your name? Person 1. Enough with the questions already! You can try to explain it to me if you'd like, but I don't believe I'll ever understand why every can of evaporated milk isn't just empty. You're not supposed to put anything smaller than your elbow into your ear, which explains why I have so much earwax on my elbow. If you're not flexible enough, someone else's elbow will also work. Some folks get married for just this reason. Turkeys walking past in the rain keep stopping to shake out their feathers. None of the dog outfits I'm finding online will fit a turkey. This morning's Facebook Live stream of me eating waffles has been canceled due to a lack of interest and waffles.